Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. One of the great pleasures we have here in the Electronic Cottage is hearing from listeners. Folks sometimes send a little email to info@weru.org, or sometimes they call the station and leave a message. Now and then, those notes or messages point out that something we've said here is downright wrong from the listener's perspective, or at least incomplete, and might leave listeners with bad information. When that happens, we get right on it like a dog on a bone, and if a tasty repast of crow is in order, we tuck in our napkin and go to it. In a recent program, in an attempt to bring some good news to listeners, we mentioned that according to a recent study published in the British Medical Journal, cell phone users concerned about developing a brain tumor might be able to breathe a sigh of relief, at least for now. At the risk of quoting ourselves, here are the exact words. A study recently published in the British Medical Journal claims that no matter how long you've used a cell phone or for how long you stay on it, your chance of developing a brain tumor is the same. In other words, according to this study at least, cell phones don't cause brain tumors. There are some other long-term studies still underway whose results are not yet in, but for the moment, a sigh of relief is in order for cell phone users. End quote. A listener called the station to point out that the very next day, an article appeared in the Bangor Daily News with the disturbing headline, quote, "Studies link long-term cell phone use to brain tumors," end quote. That sure sounded like we got the story backwards. So we unleashed the full resources of the Electronic Cottage research team on the issue, and here's what we found. The newspaper writer apparently cited some studies about cell phone use that appeared over a span of several years and took place in Europe. As we've mentioned on previous editions of the Electronic Cottage, cell phone use is a rather recent phenomenon, and heavy cell phone use is even more recent. Reliable long-term studies on the relationship between cell phone use and brain tumors, particularly what's called glioma, simply don't yet exist, a point which all of the studies and researchers acknowledge. The World Health Organization has approved something called the Interphone Study in Europe, a series of long-term studies undertaken by researchers in 13 different countries. It'll be a while yet before the results of all of those studies are in. Now, before we look at some of the most recent study results, let's recall for a moment how a cell phone works. How in the world does your voice, going through a tiny device that most people hold next to their ear, get to the telephone of whoever you're calling when there are no wires involved? Simply put, a cell phone is a tiny microwave transmitter, which sends a digitized signal of the words you've used to the nearest cell phone tower, which, in turn, sends your message on over the cell phone network to wherever your call is going. Technologically speaking, it works more or less in the same frequency band as your microwave oven, but obviously uses much less power, or your brain would be baked pretty quickly. Cell phone signals are relatively weak. That's why you lose reception if you get too far from a cell phone tower. The signal from your cell phone transmitter can only travel a certain distance. The question then becomes, do even weak microwave signals cause a health problem, especially when they're held up to your ear, which, last time we looked, was located right next to your brain pan? The answer, alas, is still unclear. Some early studies indicated that there could be a relationship between cell phone use and brain tumors or cancer. Many of those studies were quite limited in both the numbers of subjects and the span of time that they covered. Some were also later criticized for their research methodology. But perhaps most importantly of all, they were generally based on the use of analog cell phones, which had to use a stronger transmission signal than today's digital cell phones. So, what do the most recent studies say on the subject? The study that we mentioned last time was published in the British Medical Journal on January 20, 2006. The study is freely available online at www.bmj.bmjournals.com. Simply put, this latest study quite clearly found no relation between cell phone use and the risk of developing glioma, a type of brain tumor. Here's the conclusion of the article as published. Quote, "Use of a mobile phone, either in the short or medium term, is not associated with an increased risk of glioma. This is consistent with most, but not all, published studies. End quote. That's pretty clear. Another fairly recent study, this one done in Denmark, was published in the April 12, 2005 issue of Neurology, the scientific journal of the American Academy of Neurology. It too found no increased risk for brain tumors related to cell phone use, frequency of use, or number of years of use. One of the study's authors, Dr. Christopher Johansson, claimed that, quote, "These results are in line with other large studies on this question, including a recently published large-scale population-based study by the Swedish Interphone Study Group," end quote. This is quite an interesting observation, since the newspaper story with the alarming headline we mentioned a few minutes ago cited that same Swedish study, but seemed to reach a different conclusion than Dr. Johansson does. Note that Dr. Johansson went on to say, quote, "In our study, few people reported regular cell phone use for 10 years or more. We won't be able to make any firm conclusions until we can confirm these results with studies with more long-term and heavy cell phone users," end quote. And that seems to be the bottom line in all of these studies. We'll have to wait until the teenagers of today, or the corporate moguls who have cell phones glued to their ears, get on a bit in life. And then we'll have a much better idea of whether or not cell phones pose a demonstrable health risk for brain cancer. In the meantime, heavy cell phone users might be well served to use a headset with their cell phones and keep that microwave transmitter as far away from the old brain pan as possible. As these articles point out, there's no smoking gun yet. Maybe there never will be, but it's generally not a bad idea to be better safe than sorry. And the second bottom line is, sometimes it pays to double-check what you read in the paper, see on the TV, and even what you hear on this program. When in doubt, go to the source and decide for yourself. We'll try to keep on doing that too, especially if a listener raises a question, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.